I'm here with Wing Lam, co-owner of Wahoo's Fish Taco, and Father Scott Borgman, judicial vicar of the Diocese of Orange. And I understand, of course, Lent is for fasting and abstinence. But there is some thought about that with Wahoo's.
Well, the wonderful experience of Mass is always well accompanied by a trip to Wahoo's. It reminds me of an old Irish saying that says, may the holes in your net be no larger than the fish in it.
Perfect. Wahoo's Fish Taco locations all over. Go to wahoos.com for the one nearest you.
Welcome to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we are high atop the Tower of Hope in beautiful Christ Cathedral. And I am so excited to have these three wonderful people with us to talk about the Los Angeles Prayer Breakfast. They are the co-founders, Margie and Tom Romano and Kathy Lund. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Deacon.
Oh, it is so exciting to have you. And I can't wait to find out more about the Los Angeles Prayer Breakfast. And I have to say, you know, this is confession to 45 stations, you know, that we're airing with, that I have not been there. But then again, I didn't even know about it. So that's how much I know. And many of our listeners probably don't know about it, even though you get, what, 2,000 people?
We do.
At the L.A. Cathedral, right?
Yes, we do, yes.
Which is pretty amazing. Tell us about this year's event. We'll start with that. When is it?
Our event this year is Tuesday. We're always the third Tuesday of September. And so it will be September 17th, 2019. Again, we will be at the Cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels in Los Angeles. And we start out at 6:30 in the morning, a.m., bright and early. And we have with Rosary. We're very blessed to have all of our auxiliary bishops there to pray Rosary with us. And then we will have Mass following with Archbishop Gomez, Cardinal Mahoney, and all of the auxiliaries of Los Angeles.
Well, that is worth attending no matter what happens.
Wonderful.
But you have one of my favorite people, Go Angels, should I say. And who is he? Who is going to be the keynote speaker?
Mike Socha will be our speaker this year.
Mike Socha, which is fabulous. And is there a particular topic that Mike speaks on?
We're looking for him to talk about his life as a Catholic growing up in East Philly and then playing with the Dodgers and the Angels and how he has allowed his faith to follow him in everything that he's done, all the way from being a man of faith and active at St. Pascal Bayon Church out in Thousand Oaks, as well as making sure that Mass is offered every Sunday when the team is at home in Anaheim. And I'm sure there's other things that he'll talk about. We just we're able to secure him within the last week, so we're putting together some talking points and waiting to hear back from him as to how he feels he wants to deliver his message.
My brothers and sisters, you are on Empowered by the Spirit, and how exciting this is, September 17th at 6:30 in the morning, just to be at a Mass at the Cathedral is really special. It is one of my favorite places on the face of the earth. Because you're there praying with all, you feel like you're praying with all the saints, right?
Absolutely.
The tapestries all around you and all the communion of saints. And it's just such a holy place. And to have the prayer breakfast there is really a very special thing. And to have Archbishop Gomez is really, really special, along with obviously all the other people that you mentioned. But tell us about the history. How long is the prayer breakfast? What's the history of it? And when did it start? And tell us about the whole beginning.
I must say we were very blessed that it started 15 years ago. And it was really by accident. There were three couples of us attending a Legatus pro-life event in Washington, D.C. And by chance, we heard that they were having the National Prayer Breakfast there the day we were going to get there, and we'd arranged to be there a day early already. So we found out that one of our Legatus members was actually in charge of it and called him and got the six of us tickets to go to that first prayer breakfast there that we'd attended. And from that point, after we attended it, it was so amazing. We all looked at each other and said, we have our beautiful cathedral. We could do this in L.A. And that was the seed that got it started, and we pursued that. The six of us that were there were Bill and Helen Close and Tom and Margie Romano and my husband Alan and I. The six of us were kind of the having fun together and had the idea and brought it to the Cardinal. And he said, this was in May, and that September we had our first prayer breakfast. Cardinal agreed with it, and we put it together that first year. And Father Spitzer, who was in this building with us, was our first speaker and started us out. And that first year we had over 700 people. So it started out as a great event, and that's why it's, I think, been able to continue. Starting at 6:30 in the morning, Margie said bright and early. Actually, it's dark and early, which is kind of the magic part of it.
Oh, dark 30.
You get there in the dark, and then when you come out of Mass, it's bright and light. And it is, there's something magical about getting there in the dark. It's kind of eerie because the city's just coming alive, and you just feel it's kind of a midnight Mass sort of a feel that you're there just very, very special. And we thought the first year, we go, who is even going to come at 6:30? Well, everybody.
Everyone
comes at 6:30. Yes. It's kind of a really amazing thing. And so I guess we were lucky to start out on the right foot, and then we've just been building on it since then. It's a strictly Catholic event. And I think that's what we need to come together sometimes with our prayers and our just the Catholic community. We also reach out to the high schools, so we have a lot of school kids there, so it's kind of a great, they help us a lot, and so we've kind of built it up that way, and the whole idea is that we end at 9 o'clock, and you go to work or go to school, and we have kept within a few minutes of 9 o'clock every year.
Always.
So we're really good.
And what happens if you don't work and go to school?
Then you get to stay on the plaza.
You can visit the plaza, visit the gift shop.
You don't go out for free parking till 9:30. After that, you're on your own.
You're on your own. Okay. Well,
you know, one thing I would like to add to that, and we were talking about dark 30 mm-hmm. going so early. We actually have the workers that come to set up have to be on that plaza by 3:30 in the morning, and we have had so many through the years say, I request to come and work every single year because it's so wonderful to be there with all of the people.
Well, what a holy time, right?
It's wonderful.
Oh, it's so
wonderful.
Great. And this is, again, Deacon Steve Greco. You're on Empowered by the Spirit. We're talking about the Los Angeles Prayer Breakfast, September 17th coming up at Our Lady of the Angels. And this is such an important event. That's been going on now for 15 years.
This is our 15th.
This will be the 15th year, and it's amazing. And Mike Socha is our speaker, and of course he has been the manager of the Angels for so many years, and former Dodger too, right?
All-Star Dodger.
I grew up in Glendale, so right close to Dodger Stadium.
Two championship rings as well.
Yeah, which is really amazing, and really devout Catholic, yes. Mike Socha. You know, the Holy Spirit led you in such a profound way to do this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's obvious from that. And why do you think this has been such a fixture in the Archdiocese?
I think that people, especially in these days, need to come together as fellow Catholics, joining in community. And there's nothing better than to be in prayer together. And I think that it means so much to people to have that opportunity. It just, like we've said, it's an amazing experience to see people standing, waiting for the cathedral doors to open. And so we provide them with this opportunity to come together and be in prayer and just into worship. It's a beautiful experience.
And it's really a holy experience. And the Holy Spirit is there in a profound way. And just being in that environment with one another, you know, you just feel closer to the Lord, right?
Absolutely.
In such a profound way. Now, tell us about the whole event. You start at Mass at 6:30, and then what happens?
Well, we start at 6:30, and we do the recitation of the Rosary.
Okay.
So the whole community is in prayer beginning at 6:30. after a brief intermission to allow the priest to robe. They come back out, and Mass is said at 7 o'clock with Archbishop Gomez presiding, and all of the bishops that are there and all of the priests that are there can celebrate with him. But the amazing thing is to see the choir. Our music has evolved to something really special. We have the beautiful pipe organ in that cathedral. The sound is phenomenal. But under the directorship of Paul Puccinelli, he has put together a wonderful choir and somewhat changes it every year. We've had the Carmelite Sisters as our choir. We've had a choir composed of various high schools, and we've also had a mix of various parish choirs come together. So the music is uplifting. It is just phenomenal. And then once Mass is ended, Father David Gallardo, who is our pastor of the Cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels, instructs the crowd to assemble in the courtyard as soon as possible, because we begin promptly at 8 o'clock with the Pledge of Allegiance and the singing of our Star-Spangled Banner, brief introductions, a short period of time, maybe 15 minutes, to allow breakfast to be consumed. Everything is on a table, ready to go. There's nothing served or plated. We have everything ready to go. We have either breakfast burritos or breakfast sandwiches. We have fruit and juice and pastries. So everything is there, ready to go. And then around 8:20 or so, the speaker is introduced. The speaker will talk for 35, 40 minutes. And then once that's done, God Bless America is sung. We have the final benediction. And at 9 o'clock, it's over. And within minutes, the plaza is pretty much empty, except for those that stick around and want to visit, mix and mingle. It just never gets old. And one thing I might add is with us sitting there, we always used to like to sit on the side because we have a good vantage point of not only the altar, but looking back into the nave of the cathedral. And you look at that at 6:30 in the morning and you scratch your head and say, how is it that this place of worship can be filled so early in the morning? It just never gets old.
Well, there's a hunger, right? People have a hunger for Jesus, hunger for the Mass, hunger for the Lord. And this prayer breakfast is about community, my brothers and sisters. It's about people coming together and worshiping together, learning more about their faith from the speaker. So it's very exciting, and we recommend you coming. And how do they come? How do they sign up?
We're all word of mouth, quite frankly. No invitations are sent out. Everything is done online. Everything is done online. So they can just go to lacatholicpb.org and just go into our website, and we have registration. It's not open yet. We're slated, I believe, to open registration around, I think it's May or June. We're still working on all of that, but that's how we do it. And we've reached out. We've tried to reach out and include people from all walks of life. We do not have, we're not exclusive to
even me. Even me?
Absolutely.
I'm even invited? Okay.
Absolutely.
And you too are invited. We're going to find out more about the Los Angeles Prayer Breakfast when we come right back. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and you are on Empowered by the Spirit.
Join us for Catholic Night at Honda Center on Friday evening, March 22nd, as we watch the Ducks take on the San Jose Sharks at 7 p.m. Your game ticket will include access to the Catholic Trinity Hockey League skills competition following the Ducks game. The first 1,000 tickets purchased through our special offer will include a limited edition Anaheim Ducks Catholic Night hat. To purchase tickets starting at only $29, visit anaheimducks.com/Catholic Night. That's anaheimducks.com/Catholic Night.
This is Lee Sweeney, Executive Director of the Shroud Center of Southern California, and I'd like to invite you to an exciting event coming up Saturday, April 13th at 7 p.m. at Christ Cathedral. We'll be hosting an amazing talk by two of the top world's experts on the Shroud, Father Robert Spitzer and Barry Schwartz.
This is going to be an exciting event, talking about the Shroud of Turin. For more information about how to attend this event, go to shroudcenter.com. That's shroudcenter.com. We hope to see you there.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and you are on Empowered by the Spirit. And we have with us some really, really amazing people, the co-founders of the Los Angeles Catholic Prayer Breakfast. And these people are Margie and Tom Romano and Kathy Lunn. Again, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you here. And this Los Angeles Catholic Prayer Breakfast is, this will be the 15th year, correct? Yes. On September 17th, beginning with the rosary at 6:30 in the morning, going to 9 a.m. with Mike Socha as the speaker, the keynote speaker. Tell us about, again, why someone should come to this event. What do they get out of it?
There's not that many events that you can go to that are just the total Catholic community. Of our archdiocese is so big, so it reaches a lot of places. Many people now have started getting a bus to come in and make it an annual event. So we do have a lot of people coming now that after they've come to the first one, they're like, we want to do this every year. So it does get easier every year to fill up in a hurry. And that's a nice way to do it, to come with your fellow parishioners. And also many of the schools, we help them out with some buses if they have any problems getting there. And we really encourage the high schools to come because we end in time for them to go back to school. And they have also been very helpful helping us at the breakfast, helping us get people seated and give out, you know, information. Kids figure that stuff out in a hurry and are very helpful to you. So we view several of the schools as kind of ambassadors to help us in getting people to their seats and giving them information like that. Another way people have come, I don't think this was your question now, but I'm answering it that way anyway, is taking Lyft or Uber or other ways to get there and get out, because it is getting a little more difficult to get in and out of downtown in a hurry. And so that's been another thing people have started using, I've noticed. And there is some parking. There is parking, but it does fill up, even though we have our own parking structure, that once the other people start coming in, we have to move it on out. So it all works together and has been a very special thing.
We actually have a group of Knights of Columbus from Lancaster that get on the train, I believe it is.
Metro train, yeah.
Train. They come on down at 4 o'clock in the morning, and there's over 50 people.
Oh,
so
nice.
To me, that speaks, why do we have this prayer breakfast? It's to provide the opportunity to people to join together in community, fellow Catholics, mm-hmm. and in prayer. And as we said earlier, there, it is really something to see the people arriving at 5:30 in the morning and waiting for the doors to the cathedral to be open. I mean, that's powerful.
That's what I call commitment. And people who are on fire for Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know, and my brothers and sisters, remember John 15:16. It's not you who called me, but I who called you and anointed you to bear fruit, fruit that will remain, so that whatever I ask of my Father, I may give you. You have been called to make a difference. And one way of making a difference is coming together in community. One way of making a difference is coming together as Catholics in prayer. And this Los Angeles Catholic Prayer Breakfast is one that will make a difference in your life. Because not only will you hear a great speaker, Mike Socha, but you're also going to be with one another. You're going to hopefully say the rosary if you come early enough at 6:30. You're going to attend Mass by the Archbishop. You're going to be part of this environment where you can make a big difference in each other's lives. And my guess is people come and they socialize, they meet people that maybe they don't see regularly. And that's another important part of it.
It is, very much so.
And, you know, to have that many people. Now, is there a cost to the event?
There is. It's actually $40 a person. And if you purchase a full table of 10, it's $350.
And I like that.
You do. We work very hard to keep our cost as low as we can so that we can reach, you know, provide people from all walks of life to attend. Actually, the high schools, we provide tables to them for half price. Mm-hmm. And we're very thankful. We have underwriters that every single year we reach out to, and they've been very generous in helping us to underwrite this event as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, you mentioned something, Tom, about the Knights of Columbus, and that's a great opportunity to get together the Knights chapters and to come to these events. I am a Knight, a third-degree Knight, and I will say to, as a challenge to my fellow Knights out there, is get your chapter to come together and get a whole bunch of tables, right?
Absolutely.
How many tables are possible?
Well, we have about 200 tables.
200 tables.
That
okay.
Plaza fills.
All right. So nights, let's get at least 50 of them.
There you go. I like your style.
So that's the challenge,
that's
you know?
That's awesome. That's
what does it mean to be a knight? Well, since I'm a chaplain of one of the chapters, let me just say that the spirituality as part of the knights is always an area that is so important to develop. And so that is another reason to have them come. So very, very exciting, and what a commitment. My guess is you get started on this for months in advance, which right now, of course, is months in advance. But sure. Even before that. And what else, as it relates to that particular event, how does it grow your faith, do you think?
I like to call it a little Catholic vitamin pill.
Ooh.
And I do think
it's. Do you just market that, by the way? Is that the
it's,
Kathy
when
Lund,
when you
the
come,
vitamin pill?
When you come, it's a free thing you get. And it does leave you empowered and proud of your faith and kind of. Everyone leaves in a happy mood of celebrating that morning. And I must say, that's kind of the gift that makes them want to come back the next year and why we don't have to send out physical invitations, letters and stuff. It's all online. And in some ways of learning that over the 15 years, I would say our job is easier every year.
I agree. Absolutely.
We've cut down on how many meetings we have to have because some things are already decided and don't change. And it's like, if it's not broke, don't change it. So we try to capitalize on what we're doing well and make it easier on everybody. And it runs rather smoothly. I mean, there's always things that happen that you have to be ready for, the weather or different things. God's challenged us with either the heat or the...
That brings up an interesting point, yes. Kathy. You talk about the weather.
Yeah.
We've been blessed with good weather. In our 15th year, we've only had one rain out, per se. We've had some blistering heat one morning. We've had a little bit of chill. But about 4 or 5 years ago, we were blessed to have Lou Holtz as our speaker. And everyone was thrilled to hear Lou. The weather was iffy for the morning of Lou's talk. And I'll never forget.
He's used to it, though, right? From Notre Dame?
Yes, he is. He's played in some weather. The four of us were seated at the plaza, and it was approaching noon, and we had to make a decision because the setup was coming. All of the audio equipment was going to be set up outside. The tables had to be set up outside. There was a lot of things that needed to be done in preparation for the next morning. And we had until about noon to make the call. Okay, we're going to move this inside the cathedral, or we're going to take a chance and hope that it doesn't rain. And the four of us prayed about it, and our pastor at the time, Monsignor Kevin Kostelnik, was there, and we made a decision, let's keep it inside the cathedral. And that's a wonderful benefit of having everything in one place, the seating on the outdoor plaza and the cathedral on the inside. And we said, what we'll do is we'll just let Lou talk from the pulpit. I mean, Lou right on the altar it couldn't have worked out more beautiful. And as it turned out, it really rained that morning. There is no way that the last minute we could have moved everything inside. So it was divine intervention, and it allowed us to set everything up inside for Lou. The food part of it, we found out, was the least important thing that anyone was concerned about. We have a corridor there at the cathedral that's covered that we were able to set up to-go bags, and if some people want to stay and eat and find a place that was dry to eat. But no one, not a single person, made any mention of the fact that they were inconvenienced about their meal. They went on and on about how wonderful it was to stay inside the cathedral. It was almost like a rainy day when you're in grammar school, and it's just different. And you just have different games that you play when you're inside the classroom and it's raining outside. So for this one event, it was just special, so different. And to have Lou Holtz, the master at improv, and being on the altar, telling his message, giving his story, that couldn't have worked out any better. But again, talk about challenges. That's the one year we did have challenge.
So are you a Notre Dame fan, Tom? I need to find out.
Well, I went to USC.
Oh! Our producer, Michael Amola, now is turning around and turning purple. He's a big Notre Dame fan. Well, okay. Go Trojans, right?
I will say that when we've been to Notre Dame for SC Notre Dame football, we wear basic black.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, especially last year, right? Yeah, I know it was here. Yeah. Was it here or there? I can't remember.
It was here.
Yeah, right. We try and forget that game.
That's right.
Okay. My brothers and sisters, we're so excited again to have the founders, the co-founders of Los Angeles Catholic Prayer Breakfast. And Margie and Tom and Kathy, awesome that you've done this. And it makes such a big difference for people to come together in prayer. And remember, take a look at and turn to your scriptures now in Acts 2, the communal life. This is Acts 2, starting in verse 42. They devoted themselves to teaching the apostles and the communal life, to the breaking of the bread and the prayers. And awe came upon everyone, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. All believed, were together in common, and every day they devoted themselves to meeting together in the temple area, to breaking bread. They ate their meals with exultation, sincerity of heart, praising God and enjoying favor with all the people, and every day the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. You think about that. That was the communal life at the beginning. Mm-hmm. They came together in prayer, the Los Angeles Catholic Prayer Breakfast. They came together breaking bread, the Mass. They came together in praise and thanksgiving, the choir. Mm-hmm. You are duplicating. You may not have known that. You are straight out of Scripture in Acts 2, starting at verse 42, and every day more and more came to the faith. You know, that's the beauty of Mass. That's the beauty of prayer. That's the beauty of singing together. That's the beauty of understanding God's Word and so forth. And amen?
Amen.
Do I hear an amen?
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Amen, amen.
Amen.
So it's so important that we get together in large groups and medium groups and small groups. Los Angeles Catholic Prayer Breakfast, with the 15th year coming up here in September 17th, has been doing that to build our faith and to really make a difference. And when you do that, you know, you just feel better about what you're doing and yourself, and it helps build up the church, which is obviously very important. So, you know, as it relates to our spirituality, we're going to talk more about how Los Angeles Prayer Breakfast, Catholic Prayer Breakfast, makes a difference in building our spirituality, and how it is so important that we say yes to wanting to grow spiritually, wanting to make a difference, to really grow with our faith, with one another, through understanding more our Catholic faith, through understanding more the Scriptures, through understanding more what God is calling us to do. This is Deacon Steve Greco. You are on Empowered by the Spirit. We'll be right back to talk more about Los Angeles Catholic Prayer Breakfast.
In L.A. County, there are more than 28,000 children in foster care. And sadly, every day more children enter the system. But their story doesn't have to end there. Maybe you've been thinking about starting or expanding your family. If so, there's a child in foster care waiting for you. A simple visit to fosterall.org can change the course of a child's life and yours. As a proud partner with the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, Foster All takes the guesswork out of navigating the foster adopt process and will match you with a foster family agency that suits your needs. Each agency is different, so let Foster All be your guide. Log on to fosterall.org. There's a community of amazing people waiting to support your decision to love a child. And Foster All is right beside you the entire way. Do you have room in your heart and your home for a child? Begin your journey with Foster All today at fosterall.org. That's fosterall.org.
We're here with co-owner of Wahoo's Fish Taco, Wing Lamb, and Father Scott Borgman, judicial vicar of the Diocese of Orange. And you love Wahoo's, don't you, Father?
Well, after Mass, I think especially during Lent, but all year round. In fact, Henry David Thoreau once said, many men go fishing all their lives without knowing that it is not fish they are after. They will find what they're looking for at Wahoo's Fish Tacos.
Perfect. Go to wahoos.com for locations nearest you.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we are on Empowered by the Spirit. We're with the co-founders of Los Angeles Catholic Prayer Breakfast, Margie and Tom Romano and Kathy Lund, And we've talked about a great story with Lou Holtz, the former head coach of Notre Dame. But go Trojans, Tom. We established that. You know, it's okay. You know, but there's a lot of speakers that you've had. Let's talk about some of the great speakers you've had in the past.
Well, certainly Cardinal Dolan comes to mind. We usually have a reception the night before, and just having him walk in the room and the presence of him walking in the room, it was kind of special. He's a very gregarious, outgoing, open, fun guy. It was fun having him.
He's got a great personality, doesn't he?
Super.
He does. Yeah, really does. And what about some of the other speakers?
Oh, I think having Father Spitzer as our first speaker made it so very special, because we were definitely being guided by the Holy Spirit on
Amen.
This. Amen. And having Father just stand up and give his message really set the tone for future prayer breakfast. So that to me was very special.
That's great. And let's talk about some of the other speakers you've had.
I think one that made a big difference also was Matthew Kelly. When he came and spoke to us, we actually had an event the evening before for teenagers, and he spoke to them as well. We've tried that a few times. We might try it again. It's a little more work to put together. But he had a definite message for the teenagers and for all of us. I think every speaker has challenged us all to be better. And some of the gift of it is you never really know what you're going to get. They all have a special message. So it's not a scripted thing as much as whatever they're inspired to give us. And how lucky are we to have so many strong Catholic women and men, laymen and religious. We've tried to have a real variety of our speakers to have, you know, not just all religious and not, you know, and luckily there's so many out there we can choose from. It's a matter of lining up people who are available to come at that time. But there's quite a list. How blessed are we in the church to have all these faithful Catholics who are willing to share their message. And I think the message they give us every time helps us be better. And it's just
Amen.
A total empowering
Amen.
Thing, which is the gift of having this. We talk about starting from going to the prayer breakfast in Washington, D.C. And part of our thoughts were they're in hotels. And we have this beautiful cathedral.
Oh, what a great idea.
That we keep it in the cathedral. You know, having the cathedral there is the gift to the L.A. Archdiocese. And I think we've helped them take advantage of what was built there as a for all of us to use it in another way to bring everybody together and to really celebrate our faith, all the wonderful things about our faith. And it does empower everybody there. I think that's why it's a success, because you go away happy. You're looking forward to going back again. You're going to tell your friends about it and say, this was really an amazing day. So I think we're just very blessed that it happened to us and we were able to do it. And amazingly, God's fingers had to be on it, because we have progressed without a lot of problems other than in the beginning years, we didn't have enough supplies. I mean, part of Tom can tell that story of the time we had not enough tables and chairs, and they were driving around the night before collecting them from various schools because the cathedral did not have enough supply, and you don't want to turn anyone away who wants to come. So it was like a last minute. We've now been able to help supply some of the things to the cathedral, knowing that we'll need them every year, and then they use them for other things as well. But it's been a growth, and we've been able to help in that. So it's kind of a unique situation. Very happy.
One of the things I think of is the phrase from Field of Dreams, if you build it, they will come.
Amen.
And, you know, that's the one thing that amazes us every year, because we see the people come and we're providing an opportunity for people, and we're proud of that. But we also we're blessed because of the response year after year after year. And it's interesting to me, because after the event, we'll hear from people, and invariably they'll say, that's the best one yet. Because
Isn't that great to hear? Every single
speaker brings a very unique message, but in that message, they all have the same bottom, that they talk about their faith in God and how God drives them, how God motivates them and sends them on their way. And so that's been the universal message to people. And I think that that's what we provide the opportunity and people take it. And mm-hmm. It's a wonderful thing.
And it's about enhancing our faith.
Yes.
Enhancing our faith to get closer to Jesus Christ. And that's what this show is about. Empowered by the Spirit. It's the name of our show. How can we let the Holy Spirit come upon us? As the Blessed Mother was empowered by the Spirit, we can be empowered by the Spirit by letting the Holy Spirit be released within us, my brothers and sisters, by saying yes to the Lord. But we need vitamin pills, right?
Yeah.
I love that.
Supplements.
We need vitamins to be able to help us grow. We need teachings, instructions, and the Los Angeles Catholic Prayer Breakfast does just that. Kathy, you mentioned the word ambassador. I know that word, you know, because you, are you part of Legatus?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you all are? Okay, well, I am too.
There you go.
And so I am part of the Orange Coast Legatus group, was on the board for a while. And the Legates, is that how you pronounce it?
Legates.
Never did get that right.
No.
But those fellow Legates around the Los Angeles area, this is a challenge for you because there's probably a lot of chapters in Southern California. I know for sure. We have four in Orange County. Do you know how many are in Los Angeles?
Five or six. We got Hollywood, Ventura, Oxnard, South Bay, Pasadena. There's at least five.
At least five or more. And we're going to challenge them right now to come to Los Angeles Catholic Prayer Breakfast.
Absolutely.
Yes.
What
absolutely.
Do you think, guys? You think that's a good idea?
I think it's wonderful.
Yeah.
I really do.
You know our Pasadena chapter is prevalent.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to get more of the other chapters and those within the driving distance, right? And my guess is there's probably close to 10 within driving distance. Come. But I'm not trying to exclude other members. But, you know, since you mentioned that word, notice I picked up on it.
There you go.
Because we're supposed to be ambassadors, right? As
absolutely.
As part of the Legatus organization.
And you know, Deacon, one story. We actually have some members of our Pasadena Legatus group that come down from Bakersfield. And they came to the prayer breakfast a couple of years ago. And so they started a prayer breakfast in Bakersfield.
Wow.
So they
awesome.
are having their prayer breakfast the end of March. So it's
growing.
It's growing.
It's expanding.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
You know, and you're inspiring me because we have this new cathedral that will be opening mm-hmm. on July 17th here, Christ Cathedral.
Amazing.
So who knows, right, what may happen there. But this is a fantastic thing. And the ability to come together in prayer, the ability to come together and learn is just so important. And tell us more about the spirituality of the event. Why should people come in order to grow spiritually? What happens?
I think that our message is simple. It is come and join together with your fellow Catholics in prayer and experience the love of Christ. And I think that it's a simple message, but it's a strong message. And so we've said, we have tried to provide people with this experience of coming into community and just experience God's love. And I think that's our motivation, experience God's love.
Because it is about experiencing the love of Christ. As we take a look at Romans 8, and it's so important, my brothers and sisters, that you open up the Bible, that you imbibe it, that you receive it within your heart. It says, who will separate us from the love of God? Nothing will. And neither height nor depth nor angels nor principalities nor present things nor future things, nothing will separate us from the love of God. No matter what you've ever done, God has died and rose again that you may be forgiven. Know how much that God loves you. Open up your heart to receive that love. And this entire morning is a morning of love.
It is.
This entire morning, from the rosary to the mass, to the breakfast, to the talk, to the social time, is one of love, of people loving one another in the name of Jesus Christ. And this is so important. And Tom, I know we talk about the Los Angeles Catholic Prayer Breakfast. It's so important as Catholics that we come together and appreciate our church and our faith.
No question about it. As Margie and Kathy both said, you feel very special when you're among your own, worshiping together, there's very few events in our secular life that allow us to be communal like something like that. Sure, we have Sunday Mass and we do that, but to be there with people outside of your parish, people outside of your community, all together, special. It's one of those situations where you have to experience it to understand it, but it is truly special, and everybody is happy. That morning, everybody is wearing a smile. Everyone has their eyes wide open, their ears in tune to the message, and everyone gets something different from the message, and that's the special part about it. It's what they take away individually from not only the speaker, but the experience of celebrating the Mass in community in the Cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels.
And one of the things that we touched upon was the high schools. And we believe that we need to reach out to our youth. And
that's
why we have 26 high schools from throughout the Archdiocese that come.
Catholic high schools.
All Catholic high schools.
Mm-hmm.
And these kids are there bright and early.
And their uniforms.
And they're there in prayer. And they're experiencing that.
How awesome is that? Congratulations.
They offer our petitions. We have them bring the gifts up to the altar. So we do integrate them into the celebration of the Mass. We want them to know that they are a big part of this prayer breakfast, and we try and seat them all clustered together in the plaza, and we always go out of our way to recognize them and ask them to stand. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful thing to see about 25% of the audience there as students in the Catholic Archdiocese school system. It's phenomenal.
Well, it is phenomenal, and my congratulations to you, because you helped organize that, obviously, and you had to work through the diocese, I would guess, right?
Yes.
In order to make this thing happen, so there had to be a lot of moving parts.
Well, that and the fact that school's out early in June and don't commence until early September.
There you go.
So during the peak part of our invitation and response time is while they are away on vacation. So we make it a point to get the notice to the schools early enough so they can tell us how many tables they want. So we know pretty much before school's out in June who's coming, because they want to be there and we want them there. So we make it a point to get that early to them before they go for
us. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ. We are so excited again to be talking about Los Angeles Catholic Prayer Breakfast. It's Deacon Steve Greco. You're on Empowered by the Spirit. We're going to be right back.
This is John Romero, Director of Music at Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, California. We are just months away from the dedication of our beautiful cathedral, but in the meantime, we have some spectacular concerts at Christ Cathedral. Check out our website at ChristCathedralMusic.org or our Facebook page at Christ Cathedral Music. We'd love to see you here.
Christ Cathedral Concerts. Great music in a sacred place. For tickets, visit ChristCathedralMusic.org. The passing of a loved one is a difficult and often sorrowful step in life's journey. The helpful and supportive staff at the Cathedral Memorial Garden Cemetery, located on the 34-acre iconic Christ Cathedral campus in the center of Orange County, are here to assist you and your family through this transition. The more than 1 acre Cathedral Memorial Gardens is unique in Orange County, offering a central location, serene garden-like grounds, majestic fountains, and a dramatic statuary, all set within the soaring architectural gem of the Christ Cathedral campus. Cathedral Memorial Gardens now has beautiful glass front niches. Single, companion, and family four spaces are now available with interior LED lighting with decorative trim that will display your loved one's urn with dignity forever. For more information, please visit memorialgardens.christcathedralcalifornia.org or contact 714-489-6102, 714-489-6102.
Hello everyone, it's Deacon Steve Greco. We're back here on Empowered by the Spirit, talking about the Los Angeles Catholic Prayer Breakfast with three amazing people, Margie and Tom Romano and Kathy Lunn. It is so exciting. The upcoming event will be September 17th. And again, how do they get tickets? Who can tell me?
LosAngelesCatholicPB.org.
Okay. And the cost is $40, and it's well worth it to see Mike Socha speak. But more important than that, to come together in support of the church and support of prayer to make a difference. And you've had some amazing speakers, and actually you can hear some of the speakers on YouTube, right?
That's right. If you go to YouTube and just put Los Angeles Catholic Prayer Breakfast, they'll pop up, talk by Matthew Kelly, Cardinal Dolan.
Sister Regina Marie.
Sister Regina Marie, Dr. Carolyn Wu, and most recently Bishop Robert Barron. So those are the ones I know of for sure that are available for viewing.
And it's really neat that you support here at Our Lady of the Angels Cathedral the Rosary. And how do you support the Rosary, Kathy?
Well, to start with, when you enter, we do have donated usually rosaries that you can get for free, either a full rosary or just a decad rosary, and also rosary books to follow, that have all the mysteries on them, just to keep with you in case you've forgotten or in case you need a little reminder sometimes. So everyone gets one of those on the way in. Just the power of saying the rosary together is just a very beautiful thing, and everyone does it a little differently. We are just so blessed that we have all these wonderful bishops to lead each decade of the rosary. And
wow.
I think that is a very, I don't know, it's just a very special thing to be led by them in the rosary and have them all there.
And you have some amazing bishops.
Yes, and that's been a real gift for us. And so we haven't tried doing it any other way. I know everybody does it a little differently, but that's been the way we've done it. And I think it works out very well for us. So,
and I just want to add, we also have about 60 or 70 priests that come.
Oh, that's so great.
They bring their parishes, and like Kathy talked about earlier, many of them will get a bus and come on the bus. And so that's building community there. I mean, what better way to spend time? I mean, we all love to be with our priests, okay? We all love to spend the time with them. And so they come with their people and pray with their people. It's great.
And I have to say, pray for your priests. Pray for your bishops,
yes.
Pray for your clergy, and pray for the church, right? Very, very important. Now, on top of getting a rosary and a book on the rosary, we have something near and dear to Kathy Lund's heart. Are they on the table?
Yes. Well, Margie started that, and you know, you always have to have some little decoration, and the one year we tried, they're orchids, but each one is in a little its own little water case. So there's a bouquet of 10 orchids on the table. And so as people leave, they can each take an orchid spray with them, which they last a long time.
Wow.
So it's just kind of a special little reminder you get to take home.
I love orchids.
And you know what? It's amazing.
Different colors?
Different colors.
Different colors.
We've got to have those different colors. And people love that too. People love that too.
All right.
And you know, another thing too, we talked about reaching out to the high schools. Another thing we've done too is we have stickers. Cool to be Catholic.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
And the kids love that too.
I love it.
Kids love it.
Okay, so here's a challenge for you. One of the things that's so important when everyone comes together is to act as a Barnabas. Do you know what that is? Anybody? You do know what Barnabas was? It's a test. Okay, good. Okay, Margie, who's Barnabas?
I'm trying to remember. Barnabas was, okay, help me, Kathy. I'm trying
okay,
to
wait, now she's
it.
Past
now
the football over here.
I lost it.
She's past the football.
I lost
okay.
It.
All right. Barnabas, I know this was a curveball for you.
Yeah.
Barnabas was with Paul, right? In a sense, the mentor for Paul. And when Paul became Christian, you know, they sent Barnabas to travel around with him. But what does the word Barnabas mean, and how does that relate to the LA Catholic Prayer Breakfast? The word Barnabas means encourager. My dog is named Barnabas, right? Barnabas being an encourager, why is that so important? Because when you come to the Los Angeles Catholic Prayer Breakfast, you can be encouraged. You're encouraged by your faith, and you can be an encourager. One of the most important things I believe that we need as Catholic men and women is to encourage one another in our faith, is to be there to support one another. So I like to use that word Barnabas a lot, because it is so important that we are called, as Scripture says, to encourage the holy ones. Your thoughts?
We're going to rename our committee Barnabas.
Oh! Okay.
There you
okay.
go, Kathy.
I have done
go,
220 shows. That was my most favorite moment of
go.
220
okay.
shows.
We're gonna be
I love that. I'm going to hold
We're
you to it. I am going to hold it. So you're in? You're in. You buy
yeah,
it, huh?
That's it.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
Are
okay.
And,
I'm going to follow up.
And, you know, to that end, the thought hit my head that we have had people that come that just, yeah, they're Catholic, but they're not strong in their faith. And the prayer breakfast has brought so many back to strength in their faith. And that, to me, is...
Praise the Lord.
It's
so important, Margie and Kathy and Tom. And, you know, we all need encouragement, right?
Yeah.
So many people are, oh, I'm a sinner. You know, I shouldn't even go to church. I shouldn't receive this, that, whatever. I shouldn't be involved. I shouldn't volunteer. I mean, so many people need encouragement. They need to be built up because Jesus, in my talks, and I give talks all over California and elsewhere, I often ask people, how many of you believe that you're holy? How many people do you think raise their hand?
Mm-hmm.
No one. Mm. And they'll say things like, well, there's priests in the room, there's deacons, there's sisters. I'll say, well, do you think anyone in the room is holy? No one raises their hand. The point is that we are holy.
Yeah.
Jesus died and rose again, took upon himself our sins that we may be holy. And if you don't believe me, read the first chapter of Ephesians. It said, before the dawn of time, we were created to be holy, to be spotless, to be filled with love, to be adopted children of our Lord Jesus Christ. This Catholic, very Catholic event, Los Angeles Catholic Prayer Breakfast, helps us be holy by encouraging our faith. Talk more about that. How are we encouraged?
Again, going back to these times that people need to be together in prayer. And the one thing that struck me this at the prayer breakfast last year with Bishop Barron as our speaker, but during Mass and during Rosary, people were holy. People were deep in prayer. And you could just, there was a whole different tone. And you could see the people coming together. They needed to be together. And the prayer took on an entirely different tone. And we experienced something extremely holy.
This is just such a wonderful thing, and I just praise the Lord for the Los Angeles Catholic Prayer Breakfast, the 15th year this year, September 17th. Go online, find out how you can be part of it. For those that are members of a church, a Catholic church, bring a bunch of people with you. It's so, so important to do that and to make a difference. Now, we're blessed to be on a number of different stations. And this is the Los Angeles Catholic Prayer Breakfast, but we want prayer breakfasts everywhere,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
We want prayer breakfasts in the various cities that Relevant Radio is part of and our other network is part of. And how would they start one? Could they contact you?
Absolutely.
And how do they do that?
It would be helpful if they would come to the prayer breakfast.
Oh, you're good. You have to experience it yourself.
Okay. And then it will help you know what you're... I mean, that's how the ones in Bakersfield started it. After they were there, they're going, we can do this.
Yes.
And we will be happy to give them guidance.
So let's assume that they don't come, though, because we have people from a lot of states far, far away, and maybe they can't make it. What might they do?
They can go. We have live streaming as well.
Oh, there you go.
About.
Live streaming.
Okay, they can watch us.
And how can
we
watch
it? YouTube videos are available to them.
Yep.
YouTube, live streaming.
Absolutely.
How do they get the live streaming?
The website is for Cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels. They would just Google Cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels, Los Angeles. The website would pop up. And in the morning of the event at 6:30, there's a little icon to check for where under the Los Angeles Catholic Prayer Breakfast. And they'll click on that and... It'll start streaming at 6:30 with the rosary all the way through the final part of the Mass.
If they have any questions, could they contact one of you?
Absolutely.
And how do they do that?
Through the prayer breakfast, the website, they can. There's a way of contact us.
One more
so
time.
So we lacatholicpb.org.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so they can request information from you and so forth.
Sure, we would be more than happy to share. And, you know, the one thing that, as we touched upon, is the focus of our prayer breakfast is community, the Holy Spirit, bringing people together in prayer. And the breakfast part of itself is very simple. We're not fancy by any means, and purposely, because we feel that, that the focus needs to be on God and are bringing our people together in prayer. And so that's
amen.
That's what we need.
Final word from each of you. Kathy?
I just want to mention, as you sign up online, we do collect your email. And so an email blast goes out the next year to everyone who's attended before.
Awesome.
So that's one of the ways that you hear about next year's prayer breakfast. And our email blast will be going out fairly soon, announcing our speaker and everything as soon as we get it. It will happen.
Margie, final word?
My final word is, I like what you said, is to expand and have prayer breakfasts in other areas, because we have seen and we've experienced over the last 15 years what it can do for people. It brings people, makes people stronger in their faith. And so we encourage you, if anyone, take up the mantle and start a prayer breakfast in their area.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Tom?
Just gratifying, Steve, to see how this has grown for us in Los Angeles, how it's become a signature event for our cathedral, how our archbishop and bishops have embraced it. Look forward to being a part of it. It's just gratifying, very gratifying, and a very proud moment for all of us.
And we feel the Holy Spirit descend upon Los Angeles and the Los Angeles Catholic Prayer Breakfast.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on the show. You guys have been absolutely wonderful. Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you, and worship you, and glorify you. We ask, Lord God, for the Holy Spirit to descend upon us, to bless us and to heal us spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. We ask, Lord God, for the Los Angeles Catholic Prayer Breakfast to continue to expand, to continue to be anointed by your Holy Spirit, by your love. We ask for prayer breakfasts, Catholic prayer breakfasts, to expand in cities across the country. We ask, Lord God, for everyone listening in to be touched by your love, touched by your compassion, touched by your forgiveness. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, in Jesus' name, and I bless you with every spiritual blessing, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. You have been on Empowered by the Spirit. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We'll be with you next week at the same time.
Amen.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Relevant Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio. If you have never experienced the beauty of the Sistine Chapel, now is your opportunity. From April 13th through the end of the year, Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel masterpiece will be on exhibition in the Cultural Center on Christ Cathedral campus, brought to life using a special photographic technique that reproduces the look and feel of the original paintings. You will be given a chance to engage with the artwork in ways that were never before possible. For the first time ever, you can explore the artwork at your own pace and admire the art from a distance that is physically impossible to achieve in the actual Sistine Chapel. This is an extraordinary opportunity to gain a new perspective on some of the most famous artwork in history. It also provides an incredible chance for inspiration as well as reflection on the purpose and meaning of the work. For more information about this unique exhibit and to purchase your ticket, visit SistineExhibit.com. Student and group ticket pricing is available. Visit SistineExhibit.com. That's SistineExhibit.com. And awaken your curiosity to the innovative and unique interpretation of Michelangelo's timeless masterpiece.
Friends, this is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit, and we have a very special message and a very exciting event coming up. A Divine Mercy Conference, Saturday, April 13th from 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Santiago de Compostela Parish Hall, located at 21682 Lake Forest Drive in Lake Forest, California. This event is going to be transformative. I will be speaking along with Father Ed Broom, Father Jacob, Kathleen Beckman, Donna Lee, Annette Hills. It'll be an absolutely amazing event to teach us more about how much God loves us through His mercy. For more information, contact Katie at spiritfilledhearts.org. That's K-A-T-I-E at spiritfilledhearts.org. Or call at 949-514-5028. God bless you all.